Well, disappointing with the obviously the outcome. We were outplayed in all phases. You can look at the statistics to prove that. And not the way you want to start a game, especially offensively with the three and outs. Just put our defense out on the field for too long. You can't hold up when you're on the field that long. And I thought we did some better things on offense. I thought they responded in the second half. We obviously converted third downs, moved the ball, had chances to score, and turned the ball over on drops. And same thing we've been doing for eight games. Resulted in bad things down there after moving the ball. So a lot of work to do. Very disappointed. But we got to get over it as quickly as we can. We got a game here in 4 days, and we got to come respond as quickly as we can. I don't. I wish I did. I mean, I would have said something 5 weeks ago. I can't explain it. I mean, I haven't been a part of this. I mean, I don't know if anybody has. I'd call them. But I just I know our guys are glad to be home. I know the fan base is glad that they're back. I know our guys want to really do well. Especially at each one of these that we get into, our guys, it's important to them that they play well. They want to show themselves off what they're capable of doing, and that's why they're disappointed.
I'm
going
to ask you, are you embarrassed by what happened today?
I'm not embarrassed. I'm disappointed. No.
How about the first half in particular? You did whatever you wanted on offense. Did you see a lack of effort at all?
No, I have not seen lack effort. That will never be tolerated by anybody or any phase of our football team. I can assure you that will not happen.
On the Gabbard interception, the first one, was that just a bad throw? Was it a miscommunication? Was it a bad route?
He threw a post into cover two, which you don't really want to do. Lesson learned. But as soon as he came over the sideline, he knew shouldn't have thrown it. Unfortunately, resulted. We finally had a drive going offensively, and just made a bad decision. We're trying to get the ball deep, but not there, not on that coverage.
Mike, I want to be clear. You didn't have any problem with the lack of effort at all today?
No. And don't ask me again.
Mike, a couple of weeks in a row, Justin Blackman caught a ball on the sideline and kind of stepped out of bounds.
No, because I've seen him do that dozens of times in college. I mean, it's a natural. The one thing you want to do is you want to catch the ball, okay? That's the first thing you do. So you're not looking to see where you're at. It's got to be an awareness of the sideline, where you are on the field. That's just, I mean, he's close. He's just not dragging it like I've seen him do. It is worked on. Catching the ball is worked on. It is. Pass protection is worked on, but we got to start doing these things. But no, I've seen them, Sam, a number of times. Why it's not happening two games in a row? I have no idea.
He does that in practice.
Yes.
Did you see that happen?
Yes, I've seen it through his the film in college. I think covering Calvin Johnson is a lot to ask anybody. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I think he is—he's one of the best receivers in the league, and I think he's tough duty on anybody. And obviously, we would like to have Derek practice more, but that wasn't the case. But we still felt like the matchup gave us our best chance, and I appreciate Derek playing when I know he was hurt this week. I'd say yes. I mean, I think we had talked about, and we saw the same thing everybody else saw, that we had made some strides, not to anywhere where we need to be by any means, but we did make some strides, just like I think we did in that second half today, and some of the things we did offensively in the no huddle. There are things that were positive in there that will never be talked about. It's all doom and gloom. It feels that way. I can tell you that. But there was things we thought we could come in here and keep going in that direction. And have, when you get three third downs that you don't convert and you have three and outs and we don't stop them defensively and we're on the field for a long time, it just it's very difficult to to accept. It's just especially after last week, where both phases were did a good job last week. There's no doubt.
Like there was lack of focus, and those things do make you wonder about the effort. Or are you saying that sometimes that missed tackles can be more in terms of lack of maybe not having enough focus as opposed to not?
It's a lot of it is poor technique, poor angles, not being in the right position. Again, I'm thinking of the touchdown that we had to the left of our bench, where we had a chance to have the ball stopped by Aaron. Our corner right there, missed a tackle, bad angle. The one thing we have done defensively that we did not do early in the season was start the tackle. We didn't do that again today. I mean, we had guys, they were leaping over us, our head down. Poor techniques. That's not a lack of effort. That's just poor techniques and fundamentals that we had finally gotten back up until, last week. Actually, we've been pretty good at it for the last couple of weeks till today. Well, they got to realize that, the hard part is going in there after this and facing those guys, and especially with a game on Thursday night, which most people don't realize how difficult that is to prepare for coaches and or players when they put those schedules out. They have to realize, and they do because they're professionals, that we got to get ready to prepare tomorrow for this game like we had success today. No matter how bad they feel, that has got to be, sleep it off, whatever you got to do. When you come in here tomorrow, we're going to play like we're 8-0. We're going to practice like we're 8-0. We're going to prep like we are. That's how we got to approach things when we come in this building, okay? And that's the only approach we're going to have, okay? And that's the approach that's always going to be this way, okay? There is no other options.
Mike, you said we talked about doing a little bit of bright spots. Tell us what bright spots you.
Well, I think offensively we didn't move. I don't know what the stats were in the first half. I didn't want to know. Okay, they were not good. I mean, I didn't need to see them. But I felt like when we came out that we put some drives together, sustained some drives, kept our defense off the field, moved the ball into the red zone, and again we have a drop for an interception, which kills a drive, and then we finished up a 2-minute drill with a touchdown. We were doing some things. Certainly better on offense in the second half than we were doing in the first half. And a lot of that was a little bit of a change up of the scheme.